Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Version Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and this episode, we will be highlighting Women's History Month, and to be more specific, Women's Week here at ATU. And in honor of that, I have two very special guests joining me today, one of which is a student who has time and time again shown amazing leadership, volunteer work, academic skills, and involvement here at ATU. She has shown qualities that are a necessity to be called a student leader and has earned the right to be called by that title. Joining her today is the person in charge in directing all of the events pertaining to Women's Week. She is an alum who, during her time here as a student, has shown great devotion and amazing work ethic, which she has brought with her to her professional work setting as an employee of ATU. If you could, please introduce yourself and anything else you'd like the audience to know.
Hi everyone, my name is Megan Bell and I'm the Coordinator of Civic and Community Engagement and Student Leadership Development here at ATU.
Hi, my name is Ava Bird and I'm the College Panhellenic President here at ATU and I am a junior.
And the quote we want to share with you all today is, "Fight for things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you." Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, let's get started. Being CPC President and Coordinator of Civic and Community Engagement and Leadership Development isn't a position that anyone can just be in. What made you want to do what you are doing now, and what was the inspiration behind it?
What led me to want to pursue being a part of campus life, specifically in the civic engagement and leadership development role, was I am very passionate about community service, and that is one of our biggest things that we focus on within my position. I have always wanted to get back, and getting those students involved in giving back, continuing to grow as people, and furthering that outside of university, that is one of the main reasons why I wanted to do what I'm doing right now.
For me, becoming CPC president was something that didn't really come up until my sophomore year of college. When I joined Delta Zeta in 2022, I really looked up to the girls that were older than me and some of the girls that were a part of the recruitment process whenever I went through as a freshman. And so I kind of figured out my passion in college is PR and social media, and that's what I'm studying. And so I took that opportunity to do the director of public relations for CPC and kind of got my foot into that and stepped away from my chapter for the recruitment process and fell in love with it and knew that, you know, the Panhellenic side of things is where I was meant to be. And it honestly just lined up perfectly that it was Delta Zeta's rotation the following year for presidency. Mm-hmm. So it was like, that's what I was meant to do. And I'm sure that a lot of people listening know Allison Fite, and she was the director of PR when I was a freshman, and I looked up to her so much and I loved her. So I was able to take that position as a sophomore. And then that really just got me into the role that I'm in today. And I'm so thankful for it.
Allison's always inspiring people.
Yes. I just adore her.
So this question is specifically for Megan, but how about you tell us about this year's theme for Women's Week and what events can we expect to happen?
So our theme this year for Women's Week will be Rise Together. That is where women will understand that we are more powerful when we empower each other. We are allies, not rivals. Together we are stronger, unstoppable, and a lot more, and we're all on the same team. With that, we will have many events, just to name a few. We will obviously have Rally Against Violence on Monday, March 3rd from 3 to 5 at the Bell Tower, where we will have Walk a Mile, the Clothesline Project, and the Red Flag Campaign. On Tuesday, we will have self-defense class with public safety. We will also have partnerships with Health and Wellness Center, CPC, SIA, Campus Rec, athletics, and many more.
Now that we know more about this year's Women's Week, how about you tell us your opinion or thoughts about the theme, Ava?
I think the theme is great, and one of the most important parts about being women is supporting each other and rising and, you know, completing our goals together, and that's something that we really push for in Panhellenic. I think that a really bad stereotype about sororities that you see online is that they all hate each other, but we're really all just here to support each other. Mm-hmm. If you see a sorority doing something on campus, there's a really strong chance that there will be girls from every other sorority there to support them and help them through the journey, because we're all in it together.
Also, I think there's something like very special about ATU is that it applies not only to just like sororities, the campus as a whole, like student life as a whole, we're very much supporting of each other, whether it's maybe cross-culturally or like sororities and fraternities, just anything having to do with campus life and all the students here on campus, we usually tend to support each other pretty well. You'll always, like, if there's ever an event out there in the Bell Tower, you won't just see like any sorority women, you won't just see fraternity men, you'll see all different kinds of people. And I think that's something very beautiful about ATU, is that we're always supporting each other, but even more so for Women's Week. Was there ever a time you thought that you were kind of battling against others for something? And if so, what was your thought process during that? Or what did you do to overcome that?
I think that always in any kind of route you take, you're going to be competing with somebody for whether it's a role or you're competing with yourself to, you know, meet a goal or something that you have set. I think the best thing that you can do is, for me, it's to trust in the plan and that everything happens for a reason. You know, I've found myself more so in my college years than when I was in high school because it doesn't matter. But I found myself a lot getting really, really worked up over something. Whether it's like the grade I'm going to get on this test or, you know, the recruitment process and, you know, chapters meeting numbers. And I just always have to remind myself that everything happens the way that it is supposed to happen and the way that it's just all for a reason. And that's been my biggest thing when going through a process like that. And I just think that, you know, trusting in yourself and trusting in those around you is the best way to get where you're supposed to be.
And thankfully, you've had your sorority sisters mm-hmm. there for you, right, like along that journey.
For me specifically, I can think about a couple stories as a former athlete. Having to compete against other girls constantly was difficult, but that's the way I was raised. But then once I came here, having to also compete against my own teammates to be part of the starters, that was difficult because they were my best friends, they were my roommates, they were part of my whole life. So having to change that mentality when you're on court to, that is my competitor that I'm playing against right now, not my best friend. And then once you leave the tennis court, no matter what the outcome was, that's your family, that's your best friend again. So understanding that there's a difference whenever you're competing against someone and realizing that scenario that you're in. So not always keeping that mentality throughout life, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I guess it just really depends on the situation and like what you're doing at that moment. Is that they could either be your competitor or they can be your friend. So rival and then friend. It definitely makes a lot of sense. It just depends what you're doing. Like even now during orientation, like I applied and my roommate, who is also my best friend, he also applied. But at the same time, it's like we're both competing for this position because it's very much competitive.
Absolutely. And at that same time, like if my best friend beat me and now she's one of the starters and I'm happy for her. Obviously, I'm going to work hard to do better, but I'm still happy for the outcome that those people are receiving.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like no matter what happens, you're so close with them and you've grown this connection with them that you'll still support them no matter what. Like no matter what the outcome is, you'll always be there supporting each other. And I think that's amazing. So, pertaining to the theme of Women's Week, why do you think it's so important for women to stand together?
For me, I just think that a very big part of it is history and the way that things have been in the past and, you know, the effort that we're putting in, the work we're putting in for it to be different currently and present day. But specifically for, like, college girls, even still in school, just students, it's really important because we're all in the same walk of life together. You know, we might have different side stories and backgrounds, but at the end of the day, we're all here to gain leadership experience, get a degree, and hopefully be able to work and make some money one day. So I think that, you know, backing each other up, you know, we're not working against each other. There's no clock that we're racing against. I think that it's just having each other's back and being a support system is really how we can all succeed and keep changing the narrative for women.
I think one of the things that's very important to keep in mind with this theme is understanding that you're not alone. There's support out there, whether it is, again, your roommate, your best friend, staff, faculty. Understanding that you have people in your corner and making sure that if you're that person in that someone's corner, that you make it known that you're there for them, that you keep cheering them on, that you keep showing up for them when they need you the most, and then you will receive that hopefully one day back.
So that brings me to my next question is, was there ever a time you felt you couldn't do something on your own, that you felt that you were up against a wall that you could not get over, but then someone came and gave you the boost you needed to get past it? If so, how has that impacted you now? And is there anything from that time that you have brought with you now?
One of the main things that I can think about is after graduating, I didn't have a job lined up after, and I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And I didn't think that I fit into any qualifications of what every job application was asking of me. And my coach at the time told me, and my whole team, when we were all going through that, to continue to apply even if we didn't think we qualified. And one of the things that I remember she told me is men statistically apply for a lot more jobs jobs, and I don't fully remember the number, but they apply for more jobs even if they don't meet the qualifications. And women, if you see that you don't fit at least like two of them or whatever, then we don't apply. And she was like, apply, it doesn't matter how you feel about what you qualify for. And I just remember feeling empowered about that, mm-hmm. because I did not believe in myself that I could get that job, a position that I was striving for. And here I am today. Hopefully I will continue to grow, but I still remember that. And it doesn't just apply to going for a job, but many things in life about still going for it, whether you think you're there or not.
For me, it's probably about to get pretty deep, and nobody knows like my whole background, but in high school, when I was a freshman, my parents got a divorce. And that doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world, but growing up, my friend's parents would split when they were in kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah.
And I was like fully self-aware and like knew what was going on. I was in high school, so it impacted me a lot different than it did some of my friends. And I didn't know anybody that was going through that at the time. So I got very lonely. I started to struggle with some mental health issues and just was not able to like put my best foot forward in high school. I really struggled with my grades and had to do a lot of work to graduate when I was supposed to graduate. And it finally took my vice principal. I knew her very well personally. We're like distantly related. I have a huge family. And she was like, you've got to get it together. Like, just straight up sat me down and was like, this is not going to work. Like, you've got to go to college. I was like, yeah. So, like, Christmas time of my senior year is when I decided that I was going to college and got accepted to Tech and came here. And just from the minute I got here, I wanted to change the way that I, you know, was. And I've had a lot of character development. I got a lot better in school. You know, I get president's list now and have gotten these leadership opportunities and gotten involved on campus, which was something that high school me would have never ever thought I would do. So it definitely has impacted me, and the way that, you know, I've brought it with me now is just thinking about the way that I was and how unhappy I was and comparing that to where I'm at now, and that kind of helps me keep going the direction I'm going. And if it was not for my vice principal, it probably would have never happened. So Shout out Miss Hilburn if you ever listen to this.
Yeah, shout out to her. But do you ever think about back to those times when that happened and like you're thinking now, like, I want to be that person for someone how they were for me?
Absolutely, all the time. I hope that every day, whether I say just hi to someone or actually go deeper into conversation with them, that I've made an impact in their life to be more positive. Whether it is something very small to coming back to the office the next day or getting a degree, I hope that I have done that with not just students here, but people throughout my whole life.
To all of your fellow women out there, what is a piece of advice that you'd give out to them, coming from all the experience that you have had in the past and anything you're experiencing now?
I think for me, it would just be to keep your head up and not get so discouraged. Unfortunately, the way life goes, it's not going to go our way every single time. And if you are persistent about something and you keep, and you're resilient and you keep going on and on and on, things are going to turn out your way. And, you know, just holding the hands of those around you and taking that advice from those that are older than you and just really sticking with your support system and the other women around you is going to help you get where you want to go.
I would add to that, first of all, you're not alone. You are enough. I would say speak up, no matter whatever the situation may be, whether you need to speak up in a classroom or speak up about a certain situation. Remember that you are powerful, that if you enter a room, own that room. And just to continue to remember that you have people in your corner, and if you need to talk to them, you should just reach out to them.
Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks, and thank you for you two for being such amazing guests and coming onto the podcast. Make sure to check out CPC's Instagram if you're interested in going Greek.
And that is Panhellenic ATU.
And check out Megan's office if you're interested in more service opportunities. Please make sure to check us out on Instagram at ATU Campus Life. Our office is located in the Student Development Center in Doc Bryan 171. Don't be scared to come by.